The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Well, Laura O'Connell survived a prolonged period of harassment, and she says that home security systems, including CCTV, should be provided by the state for stalking survivors. Well, I'm glad to say that I'm joined by Laura now to chat about this. You're very welcome to the show. Laura, you might just remind listeners of The Hard Shoulder who perhaps aren't familiar with your story, what your own experience was.
Thanks for having me, Clara. About 7-8 years ago, I came under the wrath of a lady that goes by several aliases, Sonia Egan, Sonia Lenihan, Sonia Lenihan Egan. And it was just a 4-year stalking, harassment, making up keenest and some serious allegations and spreading lots of rumours. And this was all done online and in person. To the point then, myself and other victims, because there were 18 of us in total, went and had to seek an injunction whilst the justice side of it was being investigated and going through the DPP process. And then fast forward then to 4 years later, she was imprisoned for my case and that of TD Jonathan O'Brien. Ours was heard at the same time. And then a year later, the state took a separate case for all of the false allegations she made and wasting of Garda time. That's a brief background to us.
I mean, you went through what you've described as a living hell for those 4 years, and so much of your own life was sacrificed as you tried to deal with Sonia Egan and what she was doing to you and your life. What supports were out there for a victim like you?
There were zero supports out there, Ciara, for someone like myself. At the time, whilst Gardaí are investigating, you're told be quiet and not to any way impede or interfere with the case in case she and others got wind of it, because the far right also latched onto her, which made it 10 times worse, so to speak. And from the moment I entered the Garda station right up to today, there are very little support out there for victims like myself. And then that is why I went and I met with Minister Jim O'Callaghan a couple of weeks ago to try to talk to him about the dire need for victims of all sorts of crimes. It's not just stalking and harassment, which is only part of my case, and that's all that can get tried under the justice system. But in terms of, I mean, I had civil costs through the injunction proceedings because she breached every injunction and it was adjourned because of her inverted commas suicide attempts or hunger strikes or just manipulating the system. Facebook were also attached to that injunction because there was nothing in place immediately for victims of crime like that. And then there's been no psychological or emotional support, despite what the EU directive says, and Ireland doesn't meet those directives right now. And then going through the courts, courts are very, very unsafe. And again, another EU directive is victim and potential criminal should never have to cross paths. But yes, we had to sit beside her and our first followers all throughout the court process as well, to the point it got so dangerous I had to be Garda escorted to and from court because I was that scared going to and from court as well.
And I think a lot of people will have assumed that with a conviction, sort of that would draw a line under it for you. But you, as you say, were left with emotional and psychological trauma after experiencing what you'd experienced. And you say that doesn't end because the person who has committed these crimes is ultimately released from prison and you feel there's no protection for you as the victim once again.
Yes, because she's done her time, and I've got to be somewhat reasonable and fair here as well. She did the crime. She'd done her time, regardless of how lenient it was. She's out there now. We know she's not capable of reform. She's 20 plus years carrying out this to numerous and other people. It was only 18 of us made it through the DPP process. And she's out there, and there's absolutely nothing in place for me whatsoever. And all I'm thinking of is there are simple little steps that the state could take. They could form a panel around crimes like this. They could bring in maybe more protective elements, because in any self-defense trainings that I had to go and do also, is you're always taught to go and avoid any potential, you know, dangerous situation. There should be psychological, emotional support. So it wasn't just the crippling civil bills. It would have been the medical attention I needed, the psychological support I needed, the toll as well that it takes on our family and loved ones and people who live around us. We're all impacted by this as well.
And you're also saying that protective element needs to include very practical things like home security systems. What exactly would you be looking for?
Well, I kind of think a step in the right direction could be something like a home security system, and one for your car as well. And that is just, although they're not great, at least they're there. It might be a deterrent, or because the burden of proof again is always on the victim, at least it will gather evidence as well, you know. So they're one simple effective element or method that the state could provide, or potentially the perpetrator criminal might have to donate some money or you know, provide some funds as well, by means of a compensation, apologetic type of reform as well. So if politicians have access to these types of grants or funds, why can't victims of crime? Because victims, more often than not, the ones that go to a Garda station and pursue it from start to finish, are extremely courageous and brave. And I just always feel, again, the burdens of trying to improve our systems. Nothing is ever perfect, but anyone that I've been speaking to, they all seem to be female victims as well, advocating for better support services. And if it wasn't as well for Lavinia Coyle or Lavinia Kerwin back in the day, we wouldn't even have access to a victim impact statement, you know.
So, and you talk about that burden of advocacy. I take it that really delays your ability to look at your own recovery and try and get your own life back on track.
100%. And that should be where my focus is. And I just felt the minister, albeit I was very impressed that he met with me and he listened and he heard me, but he kept pushing it back for me to set up a group, to set up a campaign and advocate and get the right people together. But I pushed it back to him, and it's like, what you're actually doing here is you are re-victimizing me. You're making me a target again once more. And I should be really focusing on my recovery and healing and dealing with all of this trauma, because this is going to stick with me for life. And anybody who's gone through what I did, and lots more have gone through worse, we should be really focusing, and people should be rallying around people like ourselves. There's lots of learning from my case as well that the state could incorporate, and there's so many gaps and barriers. And
what is life like for you now, Laura?
It's much better. It is much better. I had 3 years of peace whilst she was behind bars. Since her release at the end of August, I have an anxiety back, and it's an anticipation anxiety more so than that survival anxiety or whatever it was I had during the time she was at me. Like, I've had to close down my business. My reputation was rock bottom. Thankfully, because it was a public case, at least my name is cleared that way. Financially, I'm still picking up the pieces. emotionally, it just seems to catch me at the strangest of times. One of those times actually is when I left the gates of Leinster House. I was feeling so proud of myself. I decided to go solo. The minute I left those gates, I just broke down into tears because I rarely get to talk about this. And that's the strangest of times is when it hits me. But I think I've lived and I've survived through this and through lived experience and now learned experience. I have an awful lot here to bring to the table and I really don't want anyone else to suffer the way that I did.
Laura O'Connell, thank you for taking the time to speak to us on The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.